I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we do welcome you into the Bombers postgame show this evening. Well, I'll tell you what, this was quite a game tonight. At one point, Greene County Tech ended up by, I believe, 22. Mounted a fierce comeback in the second half and cut the margin to two possessions, 6 points, a six-point game. But they would get no closer. Tech did what they had to do to pull back away and get the 11-point victory and get the win 63-52 tonight. Let's announce our Dewey and Sons Plumbing Player of the Game for this evening, and it is going to be Wyatt Gilbert. He finishes the night with 25 points before fouling out. I'll tell you, he really came. I mean, he scored all night. But I tell you what, that the second half, he really shone and helped lead that comeback against the Golden Eagles tonight. He was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. The other one was Matt Jones with 14. Seven on the night for Luke Proctor, five for Jake McGee, and one for Reed Ellison, as he was one of two at the free throw line in the final period. Greene County Tech with two players in double figures as well. Looks like Kyler Morris will be the leading scorer with 21 points. I'll tell you what, Jake Bowen, he finished with 16 points. 14 of those came in the first half. He got quiet in the second half, but Kyler Morris just picked up the slack and just took over for the Golden Eagles in the second half. He was sensational tonight. Also tonight, it was 8 points for Jared Knoll, 7 points each for Hunter Wilkerson and Cash Burnett, and 4 points on the night for George Smith. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Once Mount Greene County Tech, they took the lead. They did not relinquish it. Mountain Home ended up with 7 turnovers on the night. Greene County Tech with 6 turnovers this evening. So with the loss, Mountain Home begins the season at 0-1, and Greene County Tech will start the year at 1-0. So Mountain Home will be looking to bounce back in 2 nights from now. And it'll be another road trip for both Mountain Home teams. The Lady Bombers will have their season opener, as both the Mountain Home boys and girls will be going to Fayetteville. Looks like the junior varsity boys game will start about 4:30. We should be on the air with the varsity contest around 6. So if you're able to make it out to Fayetteville, it's a long trip. Mountain Home would love to have the support, as much support as we can, as they can, and as much as the pandemic allows for. But if you can't make it, we will have the broadcast right here for you, so be sure you tune in. So Mountain Home falls by 11 tonight, and that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Joe Shipman back at the studio for being my producer again tonight. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Greene County Tech High School in Perigold, the Greene County Tech Golden Eagles 63 and the Mountain Home Bombers 52. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT in Yellville and in Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Arvest Bank, Arkansas State University at Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, and Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor. Again, as Matt said, be sure to tune in on Thursday night as both Mountain Home teams will head to Fayetteville to take them on. That will be broadcasting here and online at KTLO.com at around 6 p.m. So be sure to tune in. And thank you once again for tuning in to the season opener for Mountain Home Basketball. Thanks for listening and have a good night. And keep it tuned right here to Classic Hits 101.7.